Welcome to the Fashionista Life, where we talk about fashion, interior design, parenting, and everything that encompasses the lifestyle of a fashionista. You can't help but smile with our host, Jennifer Johnson, a true fashionista and lifestyle expert, coming to you live from Naples, Florida.
Hi, friends, and thanks for listening to the Fashionista Life brought to you by True Fashionistas, where you can sell, shop, and look fabulous. I am your host, Jennifer Johnson, and today we are talking about the coolest topic, 10 binge-worthy fashion films. Are you ready? Grab your popcorn and your soda and maybe that little candy bar, not so little candy bar, right? Because we get the big ones in the movie theater, and pull up a comfy, cozy blanket and let's get started. So celebrated fashion films are part of our culture, from stylized fiction to cult classics and biopics. We've compiled a list of 10 of the finer examples so you can just burrow in that plush blanket and, like I said, grab some chocolate and some popcorn and maybe even some wine and dig in. So the first is The Devil Wears Prada. This came out in 2006, which is so hard to believe. I didn't think it was that long ago. But it tops my list, of course. Meryl Streep is the Oscar-nominated caricature of Anna Wintour, which I just watched a masterclass on her, and oh my gosh, is she a force to be reckoned with. So Anna Wintour and Anne Hathaway's post-transformation Chanel ensembles are the icing on this fashion world tale of life lessons among the quote-unquote clackers. All right. In 2014 brought us Yves Saint Laurent. It's one of France's biggest names in haute couture, and it traces Saint Laurent's life from his head position at Dior in 57 to the opening of his own fashion house in 61 and relationships with a lot of different people. And Pierre Niney earned the Best César Award, which is the equivalent in France of the Academy Awards, for his portrayal of Saint Laurent. Then we're going to step back in time a little bit to Funny Face. And that was out in 1957. Audrey Hepburn's character Jo finds herself living out a Cinderella story in this musical comedy. And it was one of the last in the classic Hollywood genre. Her character, a Greenwich Village bookstore employee, begrudgingly becomes a model in the 50s. And this was in Paris. And it was an American fashion publication that she ends up falling in love with the photographer. Now, I have to be honest, I've never seen the movie. I've heard so much about it. I think I may just have to do that. And the next one is Zoolander 2, and that was done in 2016. And it was, the first one was one, and it was a funny mock-up of a fashion world, but the sequel squeezes in so many cameos. Marc Jacobs is in it, Vera Wang, Kate Moss, Valentino. Those are just a couple of the names. It's refreshing to see some of industry's finest not taking themselves too seriously for once and really, really ridiculously looking. I couldn't help it. Is your closet overflowing, or maybe your kids' closets are as well, or maybe you just want to redecorate your home? If you're wondering what to do with all that stuff that you've accumulated, bring it all to True Fashionistas or even ship it to them for free, and they'll sell your unwanted items for you. They take away all the hassle by doing all the work, and all you have to do is collect your money. Plus, it's extra money in the bank for all of those holiday presents that we have coming up to buy. You can reach out to them online at truefashionistas.com, come into the store, or check them out on Facebook or Instagram, and that's truefashionistas.com. All right, friends, we are back chatting about the 10 binge-worthy fashion films that you must see. Next up is Coco Before Chanel, and this was 2009. Anne Fontaine's biopic of Gabrielle Chanel stars Audrey Tautou as the Mademoiselle, who was as passionate for her work as she was in her love life. In this telling, the French director focused on the designer before her days of fame and glory in order to better understand the woman behind the icon. Then in 2001, we have Moulin Rouge. Now, oh my goodness, the costumes in this movie were amazing. And I'm going to mess up this name, but Baz Luhrmann's masterpiece, designed by his wife, Catherine Martin, earned her an Oscar and almost take the shine off the incredible set and performances, I'm telling you. The story of a young English poet who falls in love with the star of Moulin Rouge is set in 1902 Bohemian Paris, which is called for bejeweled corsets and feathered negligees. The producer garnered 8 Oscar nominations and a win for Best Art Direction, and it is no wonder why. I mean, that show was amazing. 2014 is Dior and I. The critically acclaimed documentary tracks Raf Simons' first collection for the powerhouse Christian Dior, highlighting the growing pressures put on fashion designers in the digital age, perhaps foreshadowing his surprising departure from Dior after only 3.5 years at the helm. Then in 2016, we had the first Monday in May. Andrew Rossi's documentary follows the year-long creation of the Metropolitan Museum of Art Costume Institute, say that more than once, most attended fashion exhibit in history. And it was China Through the Looking Glass, as well as the Accompany Gala, a multi-million dollar star-studded fundraising event. The film featured the daily life of Vogue editor-in-chief Anna Wintour and questions fashion as art. Then we have Sex and the City, and this ran for a long time from 1998, to 2010. Carrie Bradshaw and her crew of True Fashionista BFFs set the trend stage throughout the series and in subsequent movies as well. The Vivian Westwood wedding dress, the bridal couture photo shoot, the Fashion Week appearance, and oh yes, we must not forget the Manolo Blahnik. Sex and the City made many a shoe designer's dream this Manolo Blahnik a household word. And then finally, in 1977 was Annie Hall. When a movie sets off a years-long fashion trend, Diane Keaton insisted on choosing her own wardrobe to play the title character in Woody Allen's Best Picture, and it was a boy, we are grateful that she got her way. Keaton's unique take on androgyny has turned decades of women onto high-waisted trousers, loose-fitting button-up shirts, and that's a good thing, right? Thanks again for tuning in to the Fashionista Life with Jennifer Johnson, brought to you by True Fashionistas. Make your day fabulous.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Fashionista Life. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review. That helps others find the show, and we really appreciate it. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode of the Fashionista Life.